Torah Way Northwest London, Wednesday, Chof Vov Ador, the 10th of March, Harav Elisha Koppel Shlita, Korban Pesach.
The Pasuk in Parshas Boy, he tells us many halachas of who may and who may not eat a Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayoyma Hashem el Moshe va'Aaron zoyz chukas ha-Pesach kol b'neicho lo yoichal boi. There's an iser for a b'neicho to eat korban Pesach. Then he says another halacha, v'chol eved ish miknas kosef, an eved that belongs to a yid, umalto oisoy oz yoichal boi. He first has to have a bris mila, the eved, and once he has the bris mila, his mutter to eat korban Pesach. Then we have the third category, Toshav V'Socher LaYoichal Boi. And we'll soon see what Toshav V'Socher is referring to. It's a discussion in the Gemara, what is a Toshav and what is a Socher? Because if a Toshav means a Goy Toshav, or if it means a Goy Socher, right, then that's a Benechor. That's a Benechor, that's a Goy. A Goy cannot eat Korban Pesach. So what's a Toshav V'Socher LaYoichal Boi? Then there's another halacha, as kol orul lo yoichal boi. A orul cannot eat korban Pesach. Someone who's an orul, a yid, Rashi says, what is considered an orul? Not specifically an orul that doesn't want to do a bris mila. Because if someone doesn't want to do a bris mila, and he's doing it b'mezid, he's a meshumad. And he goes under the category of ben neichor. Now Zogt Rashi, it's talking about someone who Nebuch, his siblings, two brothers died from a bris mila. So having a bris mila is a sakona for him. And it's an oinus. And even though it's an oinus that he cannot have bris mila, it's still Zogt the Torah, kol oral ayechal boy, a oral cannot eat korban Pesach.
I thought you can.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam says like you. Rabbeinu Tam sounds like you have a Rashi and Azeiz Gepaskant in Shulchan Aruch and Ambam. In Shulchan Ambam, Oral is Oral Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila. His siblings died from a Bris Mila, and therefore a Bris Mila is a Sakona. And even though the Bris Mila is a Sakona, Afal Pikein Zok the Torah Kol Oral Ayoichal Boy. There's another halacha. If someone has a child. And the child hasn't had a bris mila.
He's born gibbonis.
No. He's for whatever reason. Let's say the child is at nish gemalt. Not he's born gemalt. That's not a sugya. At nish gemalt. Noch nicht. But not he's 7 days old. We'll soon speak about a 7 day old child and a 5 day old child. He's a chodesh old child, and for whatever reason, he's in Rusland, it's COVID, the Kenish Tefan Amoyol, at Nish Gemalot. The halacha is the father cannot eat Korban Pesach. Because Sido Adin as Milas, Zechorov Avodov, Makeves Oizdei Milechola Pesach. If someone's child is Nish Gemalot, or does someone's Eved, Eved that his koina was a dine geirus on the Eved, and his koina the Eved on as nish gemalot, is da din that he also the father cannot eat korban Pesach.
That's
for
the 8 days.
We'll soon see. That's mamash what we're going to talk about. Less than 8 days. What is the din? Oh, but the Gemara zogt nivamas dafayin aleph amad aleph. The Gemara is discussing what is a toisha v'sochi. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shmaya, La Suye, Arvi Mol V'Givoyni Mol. It's a Arvi, an Arab, was his Gemalot. So again, Nishayayin in the Pasuk from Kol Oro Lo Yoichal Boi, because a Hota Bris Mila, un Afal Pikein, is Do Adin, as a Tonish Esen Korban Pesach. So of them, Frek, the Gemara, Akasha, V'Hani Mulininu, is an Arab that has a bris mila, an Arvi, that has a bris mila, who says that's called gemalot? Just because it's a circumcision,
The Sarvi, he's a Yid or a Goy?
He's a Goy.
Also, have him in a Yigadi Kovim Pesach.
Why?
Well,
and because he had a bris.
Just to eat the meat, you mean? It's just the issue of eating the meat. It's not marker of a Kovim Pesach.
No, he has no mitzvah, but is he allowed to eat the meat? It's kosher. Is he allowed to eat the bosa from Kovim Pesach?
Can any Goy eat kosher?
So he's a ben Neichon. So that's a question of ben Neichon means a goy. We're going according to Mandoma that ben Neichon means a meshumet, a yid that's meshumet, right? That's what ben Neichon is going. We're going in that stage of the Gemara. So he's not a ben Neichon and he's not an oru. So that's enough not to be called an oru in the Gemara's Havamina. Now the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah in the Dorim. As a goy that has mila is still a oral. I feel a noch the mila. What is the raya? See, don't a Mishnah that says that if I make a neder, that I will not have any hano from people mit a bris mila. Ich geh gornisch koinem shani nehme le mulin. Sog the Mishnah, ein mutter in a yid was hat nicht kein bris mila. Und ich bin osse zu haben hano von a yid that has no bris mila, weil a yid is a mulin, and I'm osse and I'm mutter to have hano from a goy was hot a bris mila. Even a goy that has a bris mila, zog the Mishnah heis da oru. So Mamela, what do you need toisha v'sochir for? What is toisha v'sochir for? So zog the Gemara. So the Gemara's maskona is. Zwei Sachen. The Gemara's maskona is, it's coming to tell me a ger shemol veloy toval, a ger vosat gehad mila un nishkin tvila. So our oral is a nisht, and the question is why he's not our oral. A daf oben tvila. Aber ger shemol veloy toval, ger shemol veloy toval, is your marba, and it's also la suye. A cotton shenoylad keshumol. A cotton ayid was is noylad keshumol. That also you need a special ribui. That's the two. Toishav is ger shemol veloy toval. Un sochir is going on cotton shenoylad keshumol. Because being bought with his tzorich lahatif imenu dam bris, memeila tonish as a kolam pesach, even though he's not considered a or. Now, just to understand Poshup Shat in the Gemara, Ger Shemol Veloy Toval, we pass can is Nishken Ger. So if he's not a Ger, is it a Goy? Yeah, but it's not Nishken Ger, Valadaf Abon Tvila. A Ger needs to have, when it was Megayer, he needs to have Mila and Tvila. And a Hot Nishken Tvila mit Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Nishken Ger, it's a Goy. Is the Shaila, so why is he a Nishken Yid? Zog in the Rishonim, zog the Rashba, zog the Ritva. As no, even though a ger shemol veloy toval is nishken yid, but the arlos fun a goy hotenisht. He's not an oral fun a goy. But emes is given a maisa in Yerushalayim, where there was a ger and he was mol. He was mol. They did mila on Erev Shabbos. And he already became Shkia before he was able to do the Tvila. The Mila got delayed and they couldn't do the Tvila. So now there became a big problem. Goyish Shovas, what is the din? It's Chayiv Misa. Now what is this person? Is it a Yid or is it a Goy? What is it? As a Yid? In the Gemara's Mashma, as a Yid. As a Yid. I know, but what should he do on Shabbos? Oibes Mechalo Shabbos is a Chayiv Misa. Aber Oibes Agoyish Shabbos is a Chayiv Misa.
Can't go to Mikvah on Shabbos?
No, you can't do Geirus on Shabbos. You can go to Mikvah on Shabbos. That of the Issa Mikvah.
Yeah,
but you need to do a Tvila L'Shem Geirus. It's a Maisa Geirus with a Beis Din, with Kabbalah Smitzvahs, and that you can't do on Shabbos. You can't do it Balayla also not.
This is Makkah V'Patish.
It's?
Makkah V'Patish.
Feltem the Makkah V'Patish. Yeah. Is that the tumult, the ganze Welt, when this happened, of Shualeib, so it came, I think, even to Abchaim in Brisk. It came after the Maris, not by the Shabbos. Abchaim had gesagt, a technische Eitze, a poshte Eitze. He should wear tzitzis. Fayid, sa mitzvah, memele, it's called a beged, hastes nish chogan. It's not called carrying on Shabbos. A goy, he's carrying on Shabbos. because it's nishkin mitzvah. So mele, it's not. It doesn't. It's nishkin beged be'etzem. So mele, he's carrying. So mele, off the tzad is a yid, is a nish mechal shavas, and off the tzad is a goy, is a mechal shavas.
Shlaim, there was
an error. I know. It could be that's why it wasn't a gear there, right? Those can sein. Yeah, the stomach. That's the pshat. By the time the shaila came to Brisk, yeah. Then it was many shabbosim afterwards. But just on the shaila, the matzach ketumot, Abshualeib said a meridig of the hair of Shabbos Mincha. Et gezokt avot as goyish shovas. Abshualeib had gezokt. Er hat gesagt, der Din von Goyshe Shovas ist nicht kein Din in sein Ayid. It's not a Din in being a Yid. The Din von Goyshe Shovas, I know we're going off track, is a Din in our Orl. As a Goy was not Hashem Arlus, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. And what was his Raya? Was gesagt, Umnuchosso ila Yishkenu ba Arelim. Was ist Umnuchosso ila Yishkenu ba Arelim? But there it is, the goyish shovas isn't totally in having a sham goy, it's totally in being a oro. Okay. Oh, but the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara clears the shayla over here. It is, because we said here, a goy is a oh. No, taka is nishkin oro of the man.
Oh. So he can eat, because he's not the oro.
100%. No, but we have a special miut called.
For mikveh.
Yes, so we have a special miut called Toisha Vasochir Vazok that Afal Piyaz Nishkin Orul Umitzad the Pasuk from Kol Orul Lo Yoichal by Gate and Ishayain, but Afal Pikin he's not like Ekob and Pesach. So now the Gemara Zokta Meredi Geshaila. Boy Rav Chama Ba Ukva. Koton Orul Maul Asoichu Beshama Shal Truma. We know Orul not only is not like Ekob and Pesach, we learn out from Kob and Pesach that Orul is not allowed to eat Truma. But Korban Pesach states Toisha Vasochi Lo Yoichal Boy, what we just said. And by Truma it also says Toisha Vasochi Lo Yoichal Boy. So we learn out like Korban Pesach Orul Osaboy, as they echad by Truma Orul Osaboy. So the Gemara declares that cotton, a baby that's born, he can't eat food, right? So we're not declaring can a cotton eat Truma? Well, you're going to give him some wheat. He's a baby. He's born. He's not 8 days old. Abasicha we paskan is kishtia, which means putting a cream on. Right? That is like drinking. Umamela, are you allowed to take shemen of truma and you use it as a moisturizer for a baby, a cotton, nishkin koyin, a yisrael? So the Gemara declares, arlu shalei bizmano ma'akva, eloi ma'akva. This is the Gemara shayla. Is a orul before the zman considered a orul of the nisht? Right? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. He wants to bring a raya. We said earlier there's a halacha that mila schorav va'avodav is ma'akev someone from eating carbon pesach. Now, what's the din from shchitas carbon pesach and what's the din on achilas carbon pesach? There's two mitzvahs. It's not only shchitas a hikatimtza for eating carbon pesach. It's pum faket. If someone doesn't shech the carbon pesach, his chayev misa. Chorus. Nish misa. Chorus. His chayev. If someone doesn't eat Korban Pesach, it's Mevatel HaMitzvah. Well, the mitzvah is Shechitas Korban Pesach. Is the Gemara learns out that someone's child, was his nish gemalot, is ma'akevim from two things. From Shechitas Korban Pesach, and it's also ma'akevim from Achilas Korban Pesach. How is that possible? Shechitas Korban Pesach is on Erev Pesach by Chatzos. Achilas Korban Pesach is by night. So how is it possible to have an oral that you had the Shechitas Korban Pesach, because you had no oral that was ma'akev you from the Shechita, when Afal Pikin we have a Pasuk that tells us that it's ma'akev you from the Achilas Korban Pesach. That means, we have a Pasuk that tells us not only that the Mila of your child is ma'akev you from shechting a Korban Pesach, it's also ma'akev you from eating Korban Pesach. How is the ma'akev you from eating if you didn't shecht bichlal? Zog the Gemara, Elamai must be that you had a baby in between. Has geschochten a Pesach, Erev Pesach. Right? By Chatzos. And at 3:30 in the afternoon, you had a baby boy. So a mele yet kemenish es na kohen Pesach. Hot man a raya to the shayla as a cotton orul hot Hashem orul. Um a mele kemenish es na kohen Pesach. I understand. We'll get there. The Gemara heard of them. Oh, but the Gemara had a shayla if a cotton orul can eat truma. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the child being ma'akavim from Korban Pesach. That's what the Gemara has done. Right? Now it's two separate dine arulos. It's two separate dine arulos. It's not ain't din orul that an orul is a psula guf and he can't eat kodshim, he can't eat truma. There's a whole different din, which is a Korban Pesach diga alocha, that if your child is an orul, you cannot shech Korban Pesach. You cannot eat Korban Pesach. But the Gemara wants to prove that if Azei Vait, the cotton orul, is ma'akev me from eating Korban Pesach, al kochochi as a Shem orul. So if you have a Shem orul, then we push it the shayla as cotton orul ma'ula seicha b'shem and shol truma. The answer is no. You cannot do seicha of Shem and shol truma. Of them zog the Gemara, dain taile. Azei zog the Rabbi. But what's the tzushtel bichlal, the two topics? Himoy loy kol zocho va'oz yikorev la'soysoy v'hai lav bar mehilo, zok the Gemara. In the parasha of the father being unable to eat Korban Pesach, it says, go mala your child, and after you mala your child, then go bring the Korban Pesach. That means that only if you're mechuyev to do mila, and you didn't do your chiyev mila, then it's ma'akev you from Korban Pesach. Aber, if you did your chiyuv because you're not mechuyev, right? Then what's the halacha? It's not ma'akev you from Korban Pesach. So the Gemara stays with a shayla b'negeya truma. B'negeya truma, we still have a shayla. Because b'negeya truma is a cotton who's less than 8 days old. Is he a oral or not? We don't know. But we say for Korban Pesach, it's not going to be ma'akev. That's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara goes another shlav. So what's the case where you can't eat Korban Pesach because of your child? We're back to that kasha. Why can't you eat Korban Pesach because of your child when you were able to be makrim the Korban Pesach? So the Gemara says a very simple thing. The child is more than 8 days old, but when he was 7 days old, he had a fever. What's the halacha if a baby has a fever? You can't do bris mila. You have to wait 7 days. From when the fever goes away, you have to wait 7 days. And not only that, the Gemara says you have to wait 7 days, may ace la ace. You have to wait 7 days, may ace la ace. So if the fever broke at 3 in the afternoon, you wait 7 days till 3 in the afternoon, and then you can do mila. Says up the Gemara, I have a case, how at 12 o'clock in the morning, when you shecht Korban Pesach by chatzois, then you didn't have a din mila bichlal, because your child isn't finished his 7 days yet. So mamela, it's not ma'akev you from Korban Pesach, because you're not mechuyev in mila. But by the time it came zman achila, the 7 days had already passed. Mamela, you're mechuyev to have korban to do mila. And mamela, without you're mechuyev to do mila, it's ma'akev you from achila's Korban Pesach. As he zog the Gemara, that's the maskonas of Gemara. The Gemara just goes through other examples.
Agav, wouldn't it be the same if he bought an Eved Kanani?
Yes.
After Shechita?
Yes, but 100%. But the Gemara says we have a pasuk for Eved and a pasuk for a child. And amazing, the Gemara Taka says that for Eved Kanani, that's the case. You just bought it then. But how are you going to have a child for Mila Schorov? How are you going to do it? And that's what the Gemara says. This is one of the examples. Now, the problem... I just want to clarify, that is poshut to the Gemara, that even though someone has fever and he's a oinus and you cannot be do mila to him, but someone like that, let's say someone has fever and he's 10 years old and he's had nabach, he's been in hospital, he's been constantly ill till 10 years old, can he eat truma or not? Avada, he cannot eat truma. He's not worse than an oral shemezu echav machmas mila, which also cannot do a mila. When Afal Pekin, the Mishnah says, the way Rashi learns, ha'orul lo yoichel b'truma. He cannot eat truma. Because the Gemara here is discussing a specific halacha of orul in Korban Pesach. A specific halacha that if a child is an Arul, is he ma'akev the father from eating Korban Pesach? And on that there's a halacha that only if the child is a type of Arul that you're mechuyev to do Mila and you didn't do it. That means you were negligent, you were peisheya in the mitzvah's Mila of your child, then you cannot eat Korban Pesach. But if the child is not mechuyev in Mila, because he has fever or whatever reason, that's not ma'akev you from Korban Pesach. But afal pikein, he is an Arul. We're not saying he's not an Arul. Avada, the child is an Arul. The only needle is this type of Arulus that you're not mechuyev to do Mila, is that ma'akev Korban Pesach or not? Now, the Briskiyov said over from his father, Reb Chaim, a very geshmaka shayla. He wants to know like this, and he'll bring a raya to it. We said before, a goy is always an Arul. So he has two tzdodim. What is the pshat that a goy is an Arul? Is the pshat that a goy that does mila is a snishkin mila? That means a goy's mila is snishkin mila, so mamela he stays an Arul. It's a circumcision, I don't know what you call it, right? But it doesn't have a shem mila, snishkin bris mila. Mamela vibalt, it's not a mila. Mamela, he always stays a shame Arul. Oidoma, even let's say Bnei Keturah, according to the Rambam, Bnei Keturah amachuyev in Mila, even Bizman Azeh. That's what the Rambam learned. And it's a mitzvah's Mila, the same mitzvah that we have, Bnei Keturah have. Yishmoel, Bnei Yishmoel don't have a mitzvah, because the tzivui was only to Yishmoel, but Bnei Keturah, Yitzchok was born after the tzivui.
Yeah.
So that means there was a tzibu to Avrom and Zaroi. There was a tzibu to Avrom and Zaroi, and there was a bazundra tzibu that Avrom should do mila on Yishmoel. So the Rambam learns that Yishmoel's descendants don't fall under the tzibu to Avrom because he was born before. And you can't have a retroactive tzibu. So if the Eibishter was Metzava Avrom and Mila for him and his descendants, it means descendants who are born after this commandment. Of a Bnei Keturah that were born many years later, they have the same mitzvahs Mila as us. As they zok the Rambam. So if they do Mila, right, are they a goy or are they an oral or not an oral? Is it a goy? But are they an oral or not an oral? Hatzav Chaim declared could be the etzem fact that someone is a goy and he has a shem goy that makes him into an oral. A goy is bechefta oral. It doesn't matter if you do Mila or you don't do Mila. Right? So what are the two tzadim again? Either the pshat is that a goy can't do Mila, a regular goy can't do Mila, so a Mela a goy is an Arul. Or below you two, you have a goy that could do Mila, like Bnei Keturah, then Avada is Nishkin Arul. Or Dilma, a goy is always an Arul. Because a goy bechefte is an Arul. Nothing to do with the Shem goy is a Shem Arul. And the Rambam says, so he brought a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Keshem Perek Hei from Korban Pesach, Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, Keshem Shemilas Atzmoi, Makeves Oisoi Milas Ois Pesach, Kach Milas Bono Vaktanim, Umilas Kol Avodov Ben Gdoinim Ben Gdanim, Makeves Oisoi. Shenemar, Himoi Lo Yikol Zohor, Vaoz Yikorv Las Oisoi. If someone does Shchitas Pesach before he does Mila, Oysom HaPesach Pasu. But now the Rambam adds a new halacha. V'chein Tvilas Amoysov. Someone buys a lady slave, an Omo, and he, so lady, it doesn't have Mila. There's no Mila by Isha. So how does the Isha have Geirus? Mitzvila. So the Rambam, V'chein Tvilas Amoysov L'shem Avdus Makeves Oysoi. The Rambam lands a new halacha. He says, "V'dovo zem mipi ha-kabbalah." That means from different neviim. The Rambam says that if someone buys a lady slave and he's not toivul her, then it's ma'akevim for Korban Pesach. Else what din? Else what din? A lady's an oral. A lady's an oral. There's no bris mila for a lady bichlal. V'dovo zem mipi ha-kabbalah. So Reb Chaim said it's a raya from the Rambam that a goy is bechefta oral. It's nothing to do with bris mila. A goy is a oro. So what's ma'akev me from eating Korban Pesach is the fact that a goy is a oro. And ma'mela, being that a goy is a oro, and it needs tvila, l'shein avdus, which makes her a ger, eved has certain dinim for na'id, and the ma'mela, you need that tvila to be mafkia the shein arlus, the shein arlus. Because it's bechefza a goy, it's bechefza a oro. That's what Chaim gesagt. The Rambam says, it's in Perek Tes, Perek Yud Aleph and Shumas, Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam Paskens, he goes through all the things you know how to do with Truma, but the Rambam Paskens, Aval Sochin es HaKotan B'Shem and Truma B'Shoich Shiva. If you have a baby, he's not 8 days old, you're allowed to be Socha Truma, Sha'anoilad Kol Shiva, for the first 7 days of a baby's life, even though he doesn't have a bris milah, he is not considered a oro. So the Kesef Mishnah comes along, and the Kesef Mishnah says, "Bereish perik ha'oro, boya de ifshata." It's a boya that we were patient. Now the problem is, every yid that sees this Kesef Mishnah and sees the Gemara doesn't understand. What do you mean, boya de ifshata? We never were patient this boya. There's no way in the Gemara. And Abkivega is Matmiya. He says, Kva omad bezeh besefer bnei yankev, v'agoizav al ha-yamba. Deshon perka oroli boi delo yivshita. All the Gemara does is, the Gemara is doicha the raya from the child being ma'ak of the father from eating Korban Pesach to whether he's an oral or not. Because the Gemara differentiates that the child being ma'ak of the father, that's totally on the mitzvah's mila. And if he's not mechuyev in the mitzvahs mila, the child's not ma'ak of the father. And that we have a raya. A baby before 8 days old will not be ma'ak of the father from eating Korban Pesach. The same way, a baby who's 20 days old but has had fever throughout is also not ma'ak of Korban Pesach. A baby that has had fever and is 30 days old, according to everyone, cannot eat truma. So why does the Rambam say, boya, the Ifshita, not the Kesef Mishnah. So Reb Kivega wants to suggest that even though in Bavli it's not a Pshitus, but the Yerushalmi is Taka Poishet this way, and therefore that is the reason why the Rambam Paskan that way. I just want to finish, I know it's Shloshim Yom Koidim Achag, we're not holding by Pesach yet, but I just want to finish with a famous Kasha on Adaher of the Haggadah. We say at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of Avodim Oyinu, we say, if the Eibishter wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, that's what we say. We would still be enslaved to Parah B'Mitzrayim. The Welt fragt der Kasha, Kadmoinim asked the Kasha, what do you mean? There's so many wars have happened and so many things have changed. And the Eibishter wouldn't have taken us out. Maybe someone else would have taken us out. Maybe we've been freed. Maybe they freed the slaves in America. Maybe. Was ist der Reihe? Das ist Dibri Chazal. It's a main Kepshutai Mamash. It doesn't mean anything other than what it says. That if the Eibishter wouldn't have taken us out, we would still be there. We'd still be building Pisan Ramses. Kepshutai Mamash. So what does it mean? Yeah, I know that's the teretz, but I just want to explain the hanocha of the kasha, right? Because the Rabbeinu Bachya, which speaks in Parshas Boi, Parshas Beshalach, is ma'arich on the inyan of Golos Mitzrayim, and the nekuda is like this: the kasha is geboit on a hanocha. The hanocha is that the world that we see today is the same world that was then. So as maybe there's wars now, and there's people becoming free slaves now, so Mamela, that is something that would have been Shaykh without Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a Hanocha. And Mamela, Frek Menakasha, so maybe Sancheriv would have taken us free, maybe Andrew would have made us free. Rabbi Nubach Yezokt, as the whole Bria, mit Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole Bria was Nishtansa. When the Yidden were avodim by Parah B'Mitzrayim, then no one went out of Mitzrayim. That Mitzias didn't exist. The Eibishter took us out of Kura Barzel, and the Eibishter broke the mazel from Mitzrayim, Tleh, that was the mazel from Mitzrayim. The Eibishter broke that whole koyach and smashed it to garnished. And Mamela, now we live in a world where things can go free. But before that, in that world, we would still be there. That's why we say in Kiddush, Alamol, every time a Yitzhak, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, every Shabbos. Because the Givena Bria Soilon, and there was a Bria of Klal Yisrael. And the Bria of Klal Yisrael, when we became a nation, was when we went out of Mitzrayim and we were Makabod Torah. And we shall all be Zeichel this year, still, to be Noichel Min Azvachim Min Apsochim.